Hello, this is Terry Laundry. Welcome to the March 13th, 2011 T3 observations. We're still looking for the turn in the market very close by. Parker is projecting a turn on the 14th, which is Monday, and that may be, there's no guarantee that's going to be correct, but it is a only needed to have a mild pullback perhaps in the next day or two, and then a turn up with strength to confirm the new T, which is discussed in my daily chart. I did want to jump right into Parker's starting a new study. You'll see that down below, and it's I asked him first of all because he was successful at forecasting the previous peak using the 14-week cycle. I asked him, which you can read about down in the archives, which is the recent post. You can see how he had developed a pattern across the tops. Saw it was about 16 weeks at 14 weeks, and then he projected the top that was successfully seen. And so I asked him if he would go just carry that out as one more piece of the puzzle as far as looking for a new top, which is going to be more major based on Peter Eliade's chart, which I've held over but was discussed in detail in the recent post for last week. You can see that it's May 24th is the projection that comes around, and that's probably about as good as we're going to be able to do. Well, we do have other ideas that are going to come together. For example, we have T number 3 is in my daily chart, says it's the 1st of May. Peter Eliade's discussion is anywhere from late April into somewhat into June. I previously talked about the Tocqueville Gold T having a top in just going into June, and you know, so we're going to get these numbers scattered around, but you know, May 24th may turn out to be about as good as anything we're going to come up with, and that is construed to be a major top. I'll comment on that a little bit later on. The March 14th low, which would be on Monday, is a product of this rigging cycle, which he has which he's talking about, and I think he's going to want to talk about that later on. It's something that he has devised, and I'll let him carry on with that. I asked him if he would post something interesting every Sunday, and so instead of just bunching everything all up, the conclusion is that the 14th, and he can talk about the 114-week cycle next week. Next thing that I wanted to talk about is the daily chart, which I have now finished what I would call phase one of, which is basically got the bugs out of it, and I have added the other concepts in, so that we'll take a look at that in detail now. You can see in the upper, the heading there, it says concepts copyrighted by T-Theory Foundation. The upper green plot is the S&P 500 cash index with a black 55-day moving average with upper and with red upper and green lower adaptive channel bounds. Those are the proprietary bounds. There is no markings on the chart, as had been suggested, for the mid-channel, the black line, the red line, upper line, and the green lower line. And I didn't want to put anything in there because it confuses everything. So what I did is I have placed that down just under the date symbol, where it says the black S&P mid-channel line is 1289. That's a cash price. The red S&P upper band is 1362. Green band is down at 1217. It says the last T volume oscillator value it plotted is minus 34. If you wish to get assistance in making the volume oscillator calculation, you just go down to the next line there. You go to the McClellan oscillator site, and you go over to column Q, and you'll find my volume oscillator counts volume in 1 million share lots. They do it in thousands. So what you're going to find for Friday there is minus 34,000. And what you do is you just move the decimal point 3 points over, 3 places over. And I have added what I think correctly are plus 100 levels and the minus 100 levels as the bounds for the oscillator. If you look at the oscillator, you can see that just because you're overbought, you can't go up further after a little bit of a correction. And it's true that if you have a lot of downside momentum, that you can make a bounce, but you can still go down further. So you have to pay attention to that. The channel's a little bit more representative of what's going on. The minimum correct. Oh, and I also have the last data plotted in the chart is dated 03/11 up there. Before that wasn't there, so you sort of have to have that and make sure that you kind of got the right dates and so forth. As far as the concepts are concerned, we notice that we have this in what I call my ringing cycles, which we have from bottoms 1, 2, 3, 4, and so forth. That when you go about 80% of the way between those cycles, which are semi constant in their time span, and you reach this point P, which is shown as the red letter P, and you see what Parker's done is he's used his 14-week cycle to get this last P correctly. You could come down and use the small red T. It's about right too, but that's the hard way to do it, coming across the darker green cash buildup line and get it. Sometimes you don't know where the center post is exactly, and if you make a one-day error in the center of the center post, you can get two-day error on the right end date. So it's a little bit easier to do it on the cycle basis. You'll notice that we have now a very long cash buildup phase, and it's potentially, if you look at the spacing, I have the number 8, and then the number 7, and then the number 6, number 5, number 4, going back. If you look at the spacings, we're overdue for the runout. In the envelope theory, in a case of a mild decline, which is not to be construed as being a serious decline, you should hold the black mid channel line, and you can see that you get that now. It's 1289 on the cash price. It doesn't move very fast. You can only change a couple of points from 1 week to another. And you can see that it's come down to that point, and you're about the right time and so forth. So whether it's the 14th or not, you're in about the time you want to get to it. The only thing that we're missing is we're not missing a clear rising bottoms pattern. However, if you just pull back Monday in a mildly, and then you turned up and you went through the zero line and you cut the green line there, that would be sufficient to set up the T. You don't get anything but a couple of one-day wiggles. If you look back in the latter part of August, they just start them off with a. That's why I had to put those little dots in the blue volume oscillator plot. Is you just got to be able to see where the days are to see whether you got a little bit of a rising bottom pattern. But it is missing. And there's no guarantee you'll get it either, because it could take off. But usually you do get it, and you can see it. So that will take care of that process. Now, if we go up, we also have this concept called hugging, where you once you come up, you should come up to the red line, and then you should start to hug it. And you got to go to, according to intermediate T3, that's to May 1, and then Parker's starting the series because we want to try to come in with other ideas, which would be a new small T, okay? And I'll ask Jeffrey to give me a final answer on that one when we have to cut the trend line before we can draw the T in, see? So we have to wait on that one to get something there. So that's going to give us another day. We do know that one is going to go out quite a ways and probably will go into June. So we keep no matter how we do this, we keep coming up with numbers that are sometime in May, but there's always this tendency to push over into June somewhere. We'll probably stick with May because sometimes it's better off to be a little bit on the early side. And of course, remember the old saying, sell in May, go away. And it does fit in with the rest of the forecast as far as the Peter Eliade's projection of a peak in the advanced decline line coming up. Okay. The other thing that I just wanted to mention is that we are in the process of getting new emails. It'll be in the, but they're not posted yet, because what we're doing is we're planning to move the website to a place where we can do our own videos and so forth, which the present site doesn't have. T-Theory Foundation owns the domain name www.ttheory.com, and it is possible to link an email address to that domain so that when you go, the email never changes. And it gives us a lot of flexibility, and so the people that work on that stuff will be setting it up, and there'll be, in all probability, you're going to end up with an announcement that you can send Parker's questions which are going to come up because he's going to be writing these tutorials every week, to Parker@ttheory.com or to Terry@ttheory.com or Paula@ttheory.com, which has the seminar information and so forth. And so it's all clear. And then when we move to the website, nothing changes. And then what happens is your email goes to the domain name, and then they shoot it back, and they send it to whatever mailbox the three individual people are using. And so that'll be cleared out. But for now, you can just send it to the Terrence at the T-Theory dot foundation link at the bottom of the page, and just say who it's for. But we'll have that taken care of shortly. Now, I just want to finally say that we don't have a lot more to say until we get to find out where this tea is, but it certainly is about ready to hatch itself. And say that the interesting thing about the Peter Eliade's concept of projecting the top and the advanced decline line is that that you can see that chart covers a whole period because it starts from 1926 to the present. I have checked the individual advanced decline T's all in that time period before going back into the 1929 period, and they show, or if you look at them all of them, that they're all correct. Okay, except for what we're having here is we're having an overrun, and the overrun, which is going to turn out depending on where the top is, but will be about 7 or 8 months from where the original projection should have come out, has occurred one other time from the 1970 low. But otherwise, you generally have a rule that all bear market that all market trends are broken up into advanced decline T's that have, on average, an 18-month cash buildup phase. And that was pretty much true for the last time, because he had a top in June, which is where he had a last projection. You know, he had a projection of an advanced decline top, which turned out to be in early June of 07. And then you could say that the first bottom was at the end of, but was in November of 08. And that's about a 17-month kind of a decline. But in general, if you look back all the way to 1929, it's on average 18 months, but it could be as short as a year. It's probably completed within 2 years. But then every once in a while you get this long one, like the 12th one, which is an oddball, which was much longer and so forth. But on the average, it is about 18 months. So what we're looking for Peter Eliade's top formation in the advanced decline line is to revert back to that, because that's basically what we use in T theory. We don't want to end up having to use any more of these small short range T's to fill in the basic picture, because it's too erratic. You know, you have to wait around for these oscillator cash builds up, then you change your forecast all the time. So we're looking for a solid top in the May June time period that will give us what will be a decline in the advanced decline line. Will stop rising, and it will go into a descending pattern, which would be, just say it, probably at least 1 year, maybe up to 2 years. But in that time vicinity, then you'll have a long decline. Then you start the business all over, getting another rally, which is a pretty good sized rally. You know, what you're trying to avoid is a situation where the advanced decline line stays strong, so that you start getting, you go down for a couple of months, and you get a couple of months rally up, because you keep chasing buy points on this stuff. However, Parker is working on these on this 114 weeks ringing cycle stuff, which might turn out to be helpful in finding out what some of these lows are. This certainly would be helpful to know where you're going to get a rebound rally from. But that's not an advanced decline T. So we're going to be concentrating on the advanced decline line again once we start getting into this time period, to see if it is in fact topping out. And then after the first decline, which might go into July, when you come back up, does the advanced decline line show signs of long-term rolling over, so that we can start drawing the left side of an advanced decline T? So that's the major thing. Once you get into that, then you can start going into the forecasting with a much longer time perspective. Perspective. Okay, so I think that's about all. The big news is whether we can make the tea in the early part of next week. And thanks for checking in. And you know, we should see it as far as everything that we know. It's going to arrive within a matter of a few days. Be patient on that point. And then your first upside objective is to get up to the red line, once you make the T, say, so you already got a pretty good idea that that's 1362, because that's where the line is, okay? And then after that, if you got enough momentum, you hug it. But hugging doesn't produce the big advance. The big advance is coming up to the red line, okay? So that's what, so you have to make some kind of a chance in here to take the market up to the better part of the rally, and then watch it sort of slide up slowly. Okay, so we'll be back on the 20th of March for the next step, and thanks for checking in. Bye-bye.